from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't think what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I they both have a great point.
Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
He's doing a great job.
I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job.
And together, they are Stymie and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
All right. Good morning, everybody. How you doing? Evan Giddings in for Daryl the Guru Johnson today.
What's up, Steiny?
Evan Giddings is in the house.
95.7.
Oh, I'll tell you what's up.
The Game.
Dobbsy. John Sally. Dobbsy.
Josh Dobbs.
Stealing the show yesterday at Levi Stadium.
Well, just like Guru, the majority of the starters were out for the 49ers. So we had to look at the backup quarterback and get an assessment. I do think it's interesting that a week ago it was all about Brandon Allen or all about who the backup is, and now Dobbs has taken flight.
Oh, boy, he sure has. Boy, did you see that run? That one-yard run?
Which one?
Oh, actually, his best play was that scramble for 10 where he ran across the field. Brock Purdy. Footsteps. Footsteps.
Seriously, though. The quarterbacks are where you want to start today.
Sure.
How come?
Well, because, you know, Purdy, quarterback 3 series, he looked pedestrian, and Dobbs came in against a lot of their second teamers and did a nice job. Why do you think he played, though, yesterday?
Brock Purdy?
Yeah.
That's a good question. Well, he played last year in the preseason.
Mm-hmm.
My bigger question is why he played when nobody else played. I mean, Debo didn't play. Kittle didn't play. B.A. and Trent are both out. He pretty much had a bunch of rookies around him and no protection. And Kyle Shanahan basically threw him to the wolves.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting. Kind of interesting. No Trent Williams, obviously. No Brandon Ayuk. And then a lot of injuries with McCaffrey, with Pearsall, Jennings. His team's banged up, and it's 2 weeks, Evan, 2 weeks from the season opener against the New York Jets right here at Levi Stadium on a Monday night. And what did you glean yesterday? Anything?
From the 49ers?
Yeah.
Honestly, the biggest thing that I saw circulating around social media after was about Purdy.
Okay.
And my question is this conversation this season about Purdy going to be any different than last year?
I think this year it's going to center on...
If so, how and why? Is it not different?
It's 3 weeks. Oh, they're fine. I thought it was 2. Oh, that's right. There's 2 weeks. Never mind.
Well, they have one more game.
Yeah, but they got plenty of time. I thought it was
you got to Google
right.
September 9th.
Yes.
Opening night.
3 weeks. I was wondering why Spadoni pulled that microphone down by his mouth. Hey. Anyway, 3 weeks.
Yep.
Yes, 3 weeks. No, I thought it was interesting. If there are people out there that use the Purdy's got a ton of weapons, that's why he's so good. I guess you could say they've got a little ammunition. I don't think it really matters in the grand scheme of things. It is interesting that he did play and nobody else did in terms of the offensive starters for the most part. But he struggled. He struggled. And it wasn't just him. Obviously, didn't get protected very well, and he's not looking at the guys that you think he's going to be looking at. So I'm just wondering if 49er fans are thinking nothing to see here, as Guru would say, with Brock Purdy, or I mean, he's not going to play against the Raiders. So we've probably seen him for the last time in the preseason.
Yeah, it's probably his last start. And look, Brock Purdy was not very good, but the question, you know, he also has had poor practices that we're dismissing. He's had good practices that no one has cared about. I find it interesting, though, that the conversation is back on the quarterback, because for the last umpteen weeks, it's been about Brandon Ayuk's hold-in or Trent Williams' holdout. And both of their absences, in addition to the other starters that didn't play, were apparent. I mean, it's impossible for me to evaluate Brock Purdy when he's playing with a bunch of second and third string guys. Outside of perhaps a few, you know, there might be, you know, a starter or two up front of the offensive line. But without Trent Williams, I don't know what to do with that line. And I don't know about you, Steiny. I still think that he's going to be on the field week one. But to me, what the preseason so far has highlighted in relation to Purdy is that it's not a very deep team. Like, they're going to need their best players on the field for the majority of the season if they want to win as many games as we believe they can.
No doubt. And that's the result of having a lot of players who make a lot of money at the top end of the roster. And I think you're absolutely right there. I was reading Tim Kawakami of The Athletic. He had a piece Saturday. I guess maybe it came out Sunday before the game. But he seems to think that there's more optimism now about Trent Williams and Brandon Ayuk than maybe at any other time. Shanahan indicated that he thinks Trent Williams will be in sooner rather than later, or that it'll be worked out. He didn't really say a timeline. And Ayuk is watched yesterday's game from a suite with the other injured players. So now we what? We just wait. We wait until those guys come in. But it does feel like, Evan, they will be in at some point. That's what I'm starting to think is going to happen. They're going to be in. It's just a matter of when.
And then what's the impact of that? Are there any ramifications of that? Is there any residue from what I believe has become a bit of a sideshow?
Right.
Because up until this weekend, and still Monday morning, when you talk about the 49ers, it's not about what Brock Purdy did or didn't do on the field. Although I guess nationally some people would probably pick on him. But it's about where's Brandon Ayuk and where's Trent Williams? More importantly, I guess we know where BA is. We don't know where Trent is.
Yeah.
Trent Williams is right now, after missing that game, cost himself $3 million. That's not an insignificant amount of money.
No. No, it's not.
And it seems like he's willing to stand on it. So what are the Niners going to do? I mean, one of these sides has got to figure out how to get this done.
I think the Niners will get something done with Trent Williams.
I think they'll get something done with both of them.
Do you? You think they're going to end up, Ayuk, signing a long-term deal?
Well, the report from Friday is that they've had the first 3 years ironed out. But the fourth year of most contracts in the NFL is not guaranteed.
Right.
And it sounds like Brandon Ayuk wants that fourth year to be guaranteed. And that's the hang-up. And we got 3 weeks for them to get these guys back into practice. And I don't know about you, Steiny, but would you consider these guys distractions?
I don't think Trent Williams is a distraction because he's not there. I think Ayuk is probably more of a distraction just because he's there. Everybody sees him every practice. He's still hanging around with his teammates, but everybody knows that he's not playing. And so I think Ayuk is probably a little bit of a distraction just because he's front and center every day down in Santa Clara. And I also think there just seems to be less urgency about Trent Williams and more of an understanding that they're going to get something done. And because he's Trent Williams and he's been around forever, whether he comes in on Wednesday of this week or 2 Wednesdays from now, I think the team has confidence that he's going to be fine. that he's going to be fine. 888-957-9570 is the number. Preseason game number 2 in the books for the 49ers. They win the game 16-10. Purdy quarterbacks the first 3 series, missing a lot of skill position players, if not all of them. And didn't do great. Josh Dobbs came in the game, led him on 3 straight scores, and he looked pretty dynamic. There's no doubt about it. There's no, I'm not here to say there's a quarterback controversy, by the way, but I want to know what people I want to know what people took away from that game and what they thought of both Purdy and Dobbs and anybody else. They ended up winning the game. They got a late hold of the Saints. So there you have it. 888-957-9570, Evan. And let's here's where I want to start. I want to start with Kyle Shanahan yesterday saying or answering the question how Brock did and why he played. Here's a quick Kyle Shanahan on how he thinks Purdy played yesterday.
I mean, there were 2 frustrating drives, just 3 and out. I don't think there was much there when he had it. I had a chance to make a big play on a keeper going back across, but not enough plays. You know, there weren't really any good looks for him either.
Did he mean not enough plays he made, or he didn't play as enough plays to get a gauge?
Well, I also don't think that there was enough structurally for him to really do much. And I, and that's where, like, I don't think Trent Williams is a distraction, but I do think that his absence is, it's pretty obvious. It's been obvious in practice. It was obvious yesterday. And trying to watch the rest of that offensive line block for Brock Purdy was laughable. Like it was a joke watching those guys trying to keep the New Orleans Saints out of the backfield. And along with the fact that Brock Purdy had nobody to throw to who was open, that's what you're going to get. You're going to get a guy who's 2 for 6 on a few drives with 11 yards and looks like a pedestrian quarterback. I think the reason why someone like Joshua Dobbs performed and has performed as well as he has is because he's not a guy who really needs an offensive line, because the play is going to break down every single time that he takes the ball.
Right.
Dobbs is someone that can operate out of a system. And that's not necessarily a good thing, because you get into a lot of trouble. And there's a reason why Dobbs has played for as many teams as he has. There's a reason why he's backup quarterback. But Brock Purdy is a rhythm player. And when he's in a rhythm, he is incredibly good. And nothing about that game yesterday was ever in rhythm. He's throwing to rookie receivers. He's thrown behind a makeshift offensive line. The question's fair. Like, why was Brock Purdy even in the game? And maybe it was just because, well, Shanahan wanted to get him in pads and let him get hit a couple times and then get him out.
Let's hear.
Yeah, you always think about that stuff. If we thought it was an issue, we wouldn't have done it. We were good with the guys out there. You know, Brock wouldn't have gone. Probably wouldn't have played Jake. You know, definitely would have had Colton and Jalen go as long, but we felt good with the group.
That's why he played, because he felt good with the group. What?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I also think it's because there was no joint practices.
That's a good point. That is a good point. 49ers canceled 2 joint workouts with the Saints because of injury problems. So I guess there's that, but it's funny.
Walked away relatively healthy.
Yeah, I mean, did he take too many hits?
Yeah, I mean, you think about that all the time, but you know, it's also part of football, and I think he protected himself well. If we felt he was in a tough situation, we wouldn't have, but you know, a lot of quarterbacks play throughout the league, and each week's different. I think it helps Brock to play, and you know, last year he didn't get to as much with his arm, but I thought it was good for him to get out there, even though it wasn't 2 great drives. And I know he was really wanting to do it, and hopefully it'll make him in a better position for this when we go to the Raiders.
All right. So there you have most of the answers on why Brock Purdy played, and it sounds to me like Kyle Shanahan just wanted to get him in pads, like you said, and see him in live action. And I saw some of the quotes from Purdy after. He was glad he played. He felt like he needed to see the game at real speed, which he can't do at practice. And, you know, the unfortunate part is he had to play with a team that he's probably not going to be playing with this year. And it kind of showed. They weren't crisp. I mean, think about yesterday's game and how the first two or three drives went with how the first two or three drives usually look for the Niners. They always seem to put together an opening drive where they push the ball down the field and score.
Hey, look, I'm not saying Brock Purdy shouldn't have played yesterday. He also came out and said he wanted to, and that's what he's going to do. I mean, Brock Purdy, if he had every opportunity, I'm sure would play in every single game possible. But I do find it interesting that if we rewind the clocks a year ago to this time,
yep,
week two preseason 2023 against the Broncos, Brock Purdy played in that game, Sam Darnold played in that game, and Trey Lance played in that game. So, and there wasn't a quarterback competition. Brock was the dude. But who else played in that game last year? Deebo Samuel.
Okay.
Brandon Ayuk. Juwan Jennings. Other starters on the offensive side of the ball played in that game.
Right.
There was no one out there yesterday that I feel confident in Brock Purdy playing alongside come week one of the regular season outside of maybe Pooney. I mean, yes, he wanted to play, and yes, he probably needed the reps, and yes, Kyle Shanahan wanted to get him out there because there wasn't enough live bullets for the joint practices. But doesn't that also apply to some of your other players as well?
Sure. Sure. I think obviously made a concerted effort to play Purdy yesterday, even though a lot of his teammates weren't playing with him yesterday. So here's the one that gets me. Here's the one, and they practice on Saturday. Kyle Shanahan meets the media. And this is the one that I want to talk about, at least right now, to start the show, because there's a school of thought about the 49ers that this is their year. They have to do it this year. It's Super Bowl or bust. And Kyle Shanahan was asked about 49er fans and the fact that they think that the 49ers are risking this golden opportunity with the holdout of Trent Williams, the hold-in of Brandon Ayuk, and why would they do that if it's all about this year? Because this is the one that grabbed me.
I understand the question, yeah, but I mean, I don't look into anything just as a one-year deal. I think everything's tied together. I think we're as aggressive as we can be every year, and everything is connected to each other, too. And wherever you go one spot, you got to go less at another. So it's not as simple as that perspective. I totally get that from a fan standpoint and everything. If it was that simple, I think it'd be a lot easier to figure things out. But too many things do connect and tie together with that, and that's why these things can be difficult.
I've been saying all along that while this is an important year and they want to win the Super Bowl and they have a great opportunity to win the Super Bowl, they're still making decisions, Evan, without 1 year all in being involved. And it doesn't mean that they might not reach an agreement with Ayuk, and it doesn't mean they won't come to terms with Trent Williams. But you better believe that if and when they sign those guys, or if and when those guys come in, that they're going to, that they know a year from now and 2 years from now that they're going to have to make some really difficult choices. And I feel like what they're telling us is it's not as easy as you think just to pay Williams and pay Ayuk, and then we roll into the season, because they're tasked with thinking about the future more than the fans are. And I think the way the 49ers look at it at times is if they do pay some guys, they won't be as good 2 years from now because of the choices that'll ripple down to the decisions they have to make after they pay Purdy. And I think it's it's become the theme almost of the 49ers right now. How much do you invest in this year without jeopardizing a future by being in salary cap hell for a couple years? That's what I think they're really trying to balance here, because it's got to be painful. Otherwise, why wouldn't it all be done by now?
Well, because they're trying to nickel and dime their players. And that's the way that I've seen this entire thing.
Really?
Yeah, let's just take Brandon Ayuk, for example. Like, he's made himself money this summer. I think if the Niners had been able to figure out a contract with him earlier, that, number one, well, we wouldn't be talking about him. But number two, whatever the number is that is going to come out is going to be, I think, closer to 30 than it is to 25. Brandon Ayuk has made himself money this summer. He's been nickeling and diming the Niners just like they're trying to nickel and dime him. And it's because of what you're talking about, because eventually the train has to stop. But for Kyle Shanahan to say that, you know, we don't look at anything as a one-year deal, I don't know about that, Stani. Like, I agree in principle. Yes, you can't just look at one season and not look beyond. But the NFL, more than any other sport, is a year-to-year league.
Mm.
The average length of a career is the shortest in any of the four professional American sports. So for me to look 4 years down the line, I don't know. I feel like it's a bit disingenuous, because this roster is constructed year to year. This is a top-heavy team. They have paid players in the past to be good for one season, two seasons, and then they'll figure it out. Yes, Purdy has a big contract coming in all probability, but that contract's not going to hit for three seasons. The average career length in the NFL, I think, is somewhere between two and three. Some of these guys are not going to be around in a couple of years. Somebody might get hurt this year. Purdy might get hurt this year. I don't think you can live in the NFL 4 years ahead. In my opinion, you have to look at what you have in front of you right now. And for the Niners, that's a chance to win a Super Bowl.
I get it. I'm just saying that they've got to still figure out a way to balance it all. And if it were as easy as we thought, I think it would be done by now. 888-957-9570 is the number. 49er fans, you got any takeaways from yesterday's game? 16-10 over the Saints. Purdy played three series. Didn't look great. Didn't have a lot of his teammates that he's going to have week one against the Jets in 3 weeks. Joshua Dobbs came in, made some really, really nice plays. Did he solidify the number two spot over Brandon Allen? I mean, it looks like that's sure a possibility. And, I mean, the one thing I'm thinking about when I see Josh Dobbs is, look, if he's got a quarterback 10 or more games, any backup's probably going to struggle. But, you know, if Purdy plays 13 games, can Dobbs help win you four? Or quarterback four, and you go 3-1 in those games, and it looks like Evan, he's capable of doing that.
Dobbs?
Yeah.
I mean, I think Dobbs is your classic backup quarterback that the first couple of games he plays, he looks really good.
Right.
Like when he had to fill in for the Vikings.
Well, you said he saved two franchises already.
I was speaking facetiously.
Oh.
But last year, remember, Kirk Cousins got hurt, tore his Achilles. Actually, before that, pardon me, with the Arizona Cardinals, Kyler Murray goes down, Dobbs becomes a starter, they win a couple of games they shouldn't, and then he gets traded to the Minnesota Vikings, and he helps them win a game or two that they shouldn't. But eventually, someone like Josh Dobbs runs into trouble, and it's because of what you saw yesterday. There's a bunch of flash plays that are broken down. He's running for his life. He looks great. Maybe has a deep ball to Cowing, who, by the way, also looked really good yesterday.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, Dobbs helped. But eventually, you can't play every single play like that. There is a reason that a system needs to be in place. And Dobbs is not someone that is going to beat you in system often enough to help you consistently win. Yes, Dobbs looked fantastic yesterday. If Josh Dobbs is starting for the 49ers this season for four or five games.
Oh, no.
This season's going nowhere.
Four or five games?
Yes.
Come on.
He's losing three of them. I believe.
What about the system? What about the system? Kyle's system.
What system was he in yesterday? He was.
I'm not a system player. Well, I am a system.
He was in the Pastronaut system.
I don't want to use that.
Why not?
Because I don't. No, the bottom line is, look, he was playing without anybody either. I do think there's a cutoff point of what you can get away with a backup quarterback over a certain amount of games, and then what you can't get away with over too many games with a backup quarterback. But what do 49er fans think of yesterday's game? Are you worried about Purdy after seeing him without weapons, or not even remotely concerned about what you saw from Brock Purdy yesterday? And then how do you think Kyle Shanahan handled that game? You think it's okay that Purdy played in that game without Trent Williams and without his receivers? What was Kyle Shanahan looking for yesterday? 888-957-9570. What were you looking for yesterday, and did you see it? Did you see it? 888-957-9570. What's coming up on the game is presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. That segment brought to you by Safeway.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.